From ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. A campaign trail scare for Donald Trump. That was Dayton, Ohio, where a demonstrator tried to climb on stage during a Trump rally. Secret Service agents subdued the man.
Thank you for the warning. I was ready for him, but it's much easier if the cops do it. Don't we agree? Huh? What a great job. What a great job.
This follows last night's cancellation of a Trump rally in Chicago because of violence. Tight security in Kansas City for a Trump rally this evening. Stumping in Ohio, Hillary Clinton denounced Trump's rhetoric.
If you play with matches, you can start a fire you can't control. That is not leadership. It is political arson.
A tugboat crew member is dead. Two others are missing after a mishap on the Hudson River north of New York City. The boat was one of three tugging a barge with a crane when it hit a stationary construction barge in the water. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says it's a tragedy.
You have three people who left for work and who aren't going to come home.
Undetermined why the tugboat was in position to hit that stationary barge. Nissan recall. The automaker is recalling 48,000 Nissan Leaf electric cars. A relay in the electronic brake booster can fail in very cold weather, requiring more driver effort to operate the brakes. Nissan says it has no crashes or injuries reported to it. A 26-year-old man is in custody in Alaska, accused of ramming his snowmobile into two sled dog teams. Four-time champion Jeff King's team was hit. Race official Jim Weeks says one of his dogs was killed, two others hurt.
Crosby, a 3-year-old male, and Banjo, a 2-year-old male, received non-life-threatening injuries. King requested and received medical attention at the checkpoint.
A dog in Musher Alley Zirkle's team was injured, too. The offending snowmobiler identified as Arnold Damoski. You're listening to ABC News.
Are you hiring? Do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can. With ZipRecruiter.com. You can post your job to 100-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 400,000 businesses. And right now, listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/ABC Radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/ABC Radio. One more time. To try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/ABC.
I'm Kagan, 9 on your side, Chief Meteorologist Aaron Christensen. Big weekend ahead of us. We've got the Tucson Festival of Books and the Davis-Monthan Air Force Base Air Show. Pretty decent weather, although Saturday will be the cooler of the 2 days with a high of just 69. There's a slim chance for rain in the morning and then mostly sunny by afternoon. Sunny on Sunday with a high of 76. You can find First Warning Weather at KaganKnight.com.
The views and opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQTH or the EW Scripps Company.
Hey, Arizona, Guy Fieri here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell.
Welcome to On the Menu Live,
the most delicious hour on radio
and the hottest in culinary and cocktail talk.
And now,
broadcasting live from another happy hour on 104.1 KQTH,
here's your host, Matt Russell.
Hey, fellow foodies, congratulations. You have arrived once again to the most delicious hour on radio. This is Matt Russell broadcasting live from the epicenter of deliciousness. We are here for the entire hour, downtown Tucson, second Saturdays, and we are coming to you live from Proper. And everything about Proper is as it should be. In fact, oh, listen, everyone around the bar is applauding. This is so much fun. They say here in Proper that everything is as it should be. And we're going to be talking to our good friend, Chef Chris Froelich, about what that means, as it should be at the center of the plate. But come on down here. This is one of those great eateries that doesn't limit happy hour to Monday through Friday. No, says Tefau Fumwina. He says Saturdays and Sundays are great for happy hour as well. We are broadcasting live in the middle of a happy hour. Come on down to Proper and enjoy the most delicious hour on radio and the hottest in culinary and cocktail talk. Now, speaking of culinary and cocktails, our listeners know that we scan the landscape every Saturday afternoon at 5 5 o'clock for whoever gets to occupy the coveted celebrity co-host seat. And this is his first show since we moved On the Menu Live over to 104.1 KQTH. And I am here with my very good friend, a man who has his palate on the pulse of the local food scene, from Tucson foodie, Adam Lehrman is in the house.
Nobody gives me introductions like you do, Matt. That was just great. I appreciate it. It's so fun to be here.
You know, normally the two of us don't travel together for national security purposes.
Right.
So the fact that we're actually here in one place at the same time under the same roof, having a beverage, happy Saturday to you.
And a beverage. And it's second Saturday
it
downtown.
Is.
And no joke, you cannot have a better spot to have a second Saturday than and proper. I mean, this is the busiest corner. The whole restaurant's opened up. You can see, for people watching, for food, for drinks, this is the place to be.
I totally agree. You know, and you've got the doors are open, people watching, people up and down the traffic on Congress. You know, you're basically sitting around the bar. You've got energy and surround sound. No better place to be on this Saturday. Now, I'm enjoying a 1055 XOXO coffee stout for this occasion. What are you drinking now?
You're getting caffeine and alcohol at the same time.
What a surprise!
I am representing here with a Barrio Blonde. It's a lighter beer, but it's a local.
The oldest continuously brewed beer in all of Arizona.
Yes, that is indeed true.
Great place to start.
Continuously brewed beer since 1991, I believe.
I think that is, which 92. Makes it 25 years.
91 or 92?
I think it's 91.
91.
I think you might be right.
Yep.
So Tucson foodie. Now, you know, we're over on the FM dial now.
I know people can
like we sort of moved our way up. So there are likely to be, Adam Lehrman, some people that are listening right now that have no idea what Tucson foodie is.
Well, I should tell them.
So what is
Tucson
foodie?
Tucson foodie is an online food magazine that gets over 50,000 people a month to the site. We have a huge presence all over the internet, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, and of course the website, TucsonFoodie.com. We have an email newsletter, and people all over the country, all over the states, even internationally, check Tucson Foodie for what's happening in and around Tucson.
Yeah, and I love that the Tucson Foodie has really become this national, international resource for people that are planning a trip to Tucson, that are doing a vacation in Tucson. But I have come to rely on Tucson Foodie sort of on a daily basis to remind myself what's going on, what's hot, what's leading, what's trending, both on the culinary and the cocktail side. It's a part of my week.
Well, I do appreciate it to hear that, and I the more I'm out and about talking to people and hearing what how often they see it, the more I just, it just makes me happy to hear that the positive experience people get out of it.
So Tucson Foodie is everywhere. TucsonFoodie.com, Tucson Foodie Pinterest, as you said, Instagram, la, 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 la.
Everywhere.
Now, you know, inquiring minds want to know, Adam Lehrman. You know, I just, I love just following you around.
Oh, really?
Right? Especially when you come down to Tucson. You don't know I'm there half the time. But it's like, where is Adam's palate going to take him tonight? Now, what's sort of trending on the food and beverage scene that has sort of found fascination on your palate?
Well, no, nothing super crazy going on here. I mean, we are a good place to eat Mexican food, and I've been eating a lot of Mexican food lately. I went through a time where I was avoiding Mexican food, not for any good reason, just because I eat a lot of it. We all eat a lot of it here in Tucson, but I'm back in Mexican food. And El Baraco opened up recently, which I honestly wouldn't classify as Mexican. Technically, it's a Latin American seafood
got
joint.
Okay, got it, yep.
But you have El Baraco that just opened up in the old El Mazon del Cobre. Awesome joint. I mean, what they're doing on their menu, it's a perfect concept for this town. I mean, they have ahi tostadas.
Seriously.
Yeah, it's so good. I highly suggest people check that place out. You have Contigo that just reopened.
Yeah,
which is,
Deb Tonino. Uh-huh. I mean, I tell you what, when she closed the original location
people
on River,
bummed.
It was a grieving moment. There was a grief-stricken community, and I thought that was going to be it for good.
Well, have you been to the new one?
I have not. She just opened last week, right?
I just went through Wednesday.
Up at La Paloma.
Yes, the old Poppy Kitchen and J-Bar space.
Right.
Did you know they have a whole suckling pig on the menu that you can order?
Oh, my gosh.
You have to pre-order it.
Now, do you have to give them, some notice?
Yeah. No, you got to pre-order it.
Okay.
It's like, and it's, you know, it's like $400, but it feeds eight. It's a whole pig. They bring out a whole pig to the table. I mean, how
that
cool is that?
Unbelievable.
We have to do it.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Now, and so it'll feed eight. All right, so four if you
yes.
and I go.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Be careful who you're asking to come to your dinner, Adam.
So El Baraco. And then one other place I got to say that I've just been loving, and it's, man, it's an intense burrito, but the burrito at La Botana.
Okay, that's the place I have not been to. First
never
and
been
Fort
there?
Lowell. I've never been. It's like that thatched-covered roof kind of
yes.
near Boondocks.
Yeah. Yep.
So why do you like that place?
Okay, I'll tell you why. they're doing it a little differently than a lot of Mexican restaurants in town. One, when they bring chips out to the table, they bring them with bean dip. Not salt. Well, they bring salsa, but, I mean, bean dip. Where else do you get bean dip?
I love that.
And it's like it's a good, like, homemade bean dip. It's not just some, like, you know, some like the little cans you get in Safeway. and then they have,
we got Safeway on the phone. They're online, too.
No offense, Safeway. And then they have a burrito called El Percheron. P-E-R-C-H-E-R-O-N. One of the best burritos I've had in town. It's a steak burrito with avocado in it, which should be enough for you, but it's got cheese in it, and it's grilled. It's, I mean, they grill the burrito. It is, it's
got
this
gorgeous
perfect amount of creaminess and steak, and it's not like that tendony steak. It's really high quality
beef.
No,
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Oh, it's
portion size. I'm all about portion.
It's all you'll need. if you dine in and eat the bean dip with the chips, you're fine.
Okay, so I'm all over that.
Yes.
So two good tips from Adam Lehrman of Tucson Foodie.
Three. You count the pig.
Count the pig. That's right. Up in Contigo. We got a few seconds left before our first commercial break. What about a cocktail? Has anything just stopped you in your tracks recently?
Well, I really liked the at Contigo. They had the Poquito Picante. Do you know that drink?
No.
Well, you know what poquito picante means.
It
means a little spicy.
Right.
And, it's got jalapeno in it. And what's the liquor? I think it's gin. Yeah.
Is there an option to make it mas picante?
I'm sure.
And just strip the whole poquito thing out of the vocabulary,
yeah,
Adam
picante,
Lehrman.
Mas picante, yes. I'm sure you could do that.
Anyway, we're talking to Adam Lehrman from Tucson Foodie. He's our celebrity co-host for the Fell Hour in this live happy hour broadcast from proper. Come on downtown, have a cocktail, get to know Adam. He will regale you with what's going on in the local culinary cocktail scene. And stay here for dinner, second Saturdays, all the action, all the adventure in surround sound, and you've got the best seat in the house. We're going to take another quick commercial break and thank a couple of sponsors. And then when we come back, Mark Ehrman and Anya Linda from Hermano's Craft Beer and Wine Bar, they've got this new club that they want you to know about. You know, I don't like to belong to any club that would have me as a member, but this is one that I got to join. You're listening to On the Menu Live on 104.1. KQTH. Stick around with me.
Hey, fellow foodies. It's a brand new year, and I'm throwing down a challenge. The time has come for each and every one of you to do what I did years ago and liberate your pantries once and for all from those old jugs of oil and vinegar that you got from the big box grocery store. I'm Matt Russell, and I say enough is enough. It's time to make a fresh start for your family's health and choose only the freshest extra virgin olive oil and specially aged balsamic vinegars that can only be found at Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics. Take it from the palate of a pro. Tom Alfonso is one of only a handful of certified olive oil tasters in the country, and his highly trained staff is ready to show you what you've been missing by pouring you some free samples today. Enjoy single varietal, fused, and infused olive oils, along with suggestions for pairing them with the perfect balsamic vinegars. Stop in today at one of their two convenient locations, on the southeast corner of River and Campbell in St. Philip's Plaza, and on the southeast corner of Oracle and McGee in Plaza Escondida. Or check them out online at alfonsooliveoil.com. On behalf of Tom and Nancy Alfonso, here's to your health and happiness all year long.
Well, here we are at Acacia Real Food and Cocktails on Skyline and Campbell, and we just ran into Chef Albert Hall. Hey, Chef.
Welcome back to Acacia, Matt. It's always great to see you up here.
So what's cooking?
Well, as you know, our happy hour is always rocking with great food and drink specials every day of the week. And our lunch, dinner, and Sunday brunch menus are ever-changing with fresh, honest, and local ingredients. You know that's what we're all about.
As you say, Chef, real food, real cocktails. That's what keeps me coming back.
Don't forget to check our website regularly for information on upcoming specials, classes, and events.
Yep, acaciatucson.com.
Let's go get a drink, Matt.
I'm in.
Acacia, real food and cocktails on the northeast corner of Skyline and Campbell. Open daily from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m.
Hey, all you barbecue pitmasters out there in Arizona. This is Ray Lampe, Dr. Barbecue, and you're listening to On the Menu Live with my pal Matt Russell. It's the most delicious hour on radio.
welcome back to On the Menu Live. This is Matt Russell broadcasting live deep in the heart of another happy hour. We're coming to you live from proper downtown Tucson, 300 East Congress, getting Second Saturdays going in full style here with my celebrity co-host from Tucson foodie, Adam Lehrman.
Hey, hey.
Working that Barrio Blonde like a champion.
Yeah, more like a baby bottle. But
anyway, well, our next guest, first time on the show for both of them. Now, let me tell you how excited I am. Because when Hermano's Craft Beer and Wine Bar first opened their doors a while ago, I mean, they really helped to sort of help to define that craft beer scene in Southern Arizona.
Oh, yeah.
But Hermano's is as much of a wine experience as it is a beer experience, and there's no stopping the innovation at Hermano's because there's this club, this private club, that you and I have a chance to join.
That's a great idea.
And we're going to be talking to our good friends from Hermano's Craft Beer and Wine Bar. Mark Ehrman and the lovely Anya Linda are here. Hey, guys.
Hey, thanks for having us.
What's going on?
Well, we decided to launch a club, and the core of the club, the core idea is transparency, lifting that veil of mystery in wine pricing.
Now, how long has it been since you've lifted your veil, Mark? I just want to know.
It's been 1 week. We lifted that veil less than a week ago. The launch party was this past Wednesday.
And how'd that go?
Very well. Great response. And we're excited to move it forward.
So this is the Tucson Wine Club. Tucson now officially has its own wine club. And you guys have this really cool thing going on because, you know, you're really kind of in this whole idea of transparency. You're really giving people in the community the chance to enjoy, to access, to appreciate, to purchase wine without beating them around the body with the high prices. You know, there are folks that'll just jack prices through the roof. You're doing this as an affordable and accessible way to really reach everybody with the world of wine. Talk to us a little bit about how this whole club got started.
Anya?
I think it was kind of a mutual idea. You know, Mark and I were talking about how, you know, you go to the grocery store, you go to a restaurant, and you buy a bottle of wine that you've seen at the grocery store before, and you know you're paying maybe like three or four times as much as you should be. But
I'm just asking you to move that microphone a little bit closer.
Oh,
there you
sorry,
go.
Guys.
We can't hear you. Now we can.
First timer. Amateur hour.
That's better.
Here.
That's better. That's better.
So you know you're paying maybe three or four times as much as you would be anywhere else, but you don't know exactly how much more you're paying. And the whole notion of this, you know, restaurant markup, this retail markup, is something that most people don't know very much about. And we thought, why not kind of lift that veil?
That's
so,
right.
So what can somebody get in the wine club? So tell us a little about somebody joins the wine club, which they can do by...
On our website, tucwineclub.com.
That's easy.
Yep.
And then what can they... What?
Well, there's two levels of membership. The base membership is the Winophile. It's $95 a year or $15 a month.
Wow.
And you get member pricing. On Anya will hand pick 30 wines a month. And the member pricing is our cost plus 20%. And that's for... It's an amazing deal, and it's everything on that list of the month and everything we have in-house. So say you're downtown and having a drink, and you could get the member pricing right at Hermano's.
Under $100 a year.
That's right.
For the Winophile Club. Now, are you going to be a Winophile? Is that going to be your club there, Adam Lehrman?
Well, I think they have a special tier.
No, they
media.
Have another. That's right. Now, in addition to the Winophile, what's the other category of membership?
The next level, the second level, is the Cellar Dweller, and it's everything that you get with the Winophile. Plus, you get what we're calling our Blind Date Pack. It's two bottles that Anya picks every month free, every month of the year, and that's $295 a year or $35 a month. And in addition, you're basically getting a private wine som. Anya will hand curate your cellar, whether you're having a dinner party or just hanging out with friends. And we open our entire portfolio, thousands of wines from across the world, member pricing, everything.
And this is, you said it's under $300 a year,
mm-hmm.
and you have access to that level, that almost that boutique personalized level, and you get, I mean, everybody can get their own Anya, basically.
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
So, and you know what? You're spending this money anyway, right? In that old model of buying wines, you're spending this money anyway. Why don't you take the money, invest it in this club membership, then bringing down the prices of those wines and have Anya curate. We just love it.
Exactly.
When she
curates. Yeah, you don't have to make your mind up.
You don't have to make your mind up. She does all the heavy lifting. Yeah. Now, give us an idea of some of
the spectrum of wines that you have? You're going to have a wine probably for every personality and palate there at the club.
Yeah, that's one of the core concepts, is making it accessible to everybody and taking varietals that you know you already like. Because I think most people, they know what they like, and it kind of, they tend to stay in that comfort zone. So taking varietals I know you like and using that information to expose you to kind of exciting new varietals and styles you might not have heard of. So we've got Moscofilaro from Greece. That's our cost $11.25. Your cost comes out to around
$13. Jeez.
I've got an Alias Merlot for, it comes out to $8 for member pricing. But then I've also got something like a Heredia Lopez Gran Reserva from 81 that would normally be $195. Oh. That's our cost. In a restaurant, you'd probably be paying upwards of $300 at least
kidding.
For it.
Right, right.
But as a member, you just get a flat 20% markup.
Okay, this is great. The Tucson Wine Club, again, you can see them online, TUCWineClub.com. Join this wine club. Pick your package that best suits you and your needs, or just give you guys a call and have a conversation about where you think you might belong. Now, what's the best way to get a hold of you guys if they want to have a conversation?
You can call us at Hermanos, 445-6625, or you could email Anya at Anya, A-N-Y-A, at TUCWineClub.com.
Get your personal
Okay,
Anya.
Now you've done it, Mark.
Yep, that's it.
I have to add, on the side of the wine club, Hermanos is a great place to go grab a beer or to have a sandwich. I mean, that
great menu,
they've got a BLT there with some bacon on there that, like, I don't even want to know where they get it because I don't want to have to go buy any, but it's so good.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. Now, Mark, tell us again where Hermanos is located for anybody in our listening audience that perhaps has never been. I couldn't imagine that that's possible, but where are you guys?
220 North 4th Avenue, just north of the underpass, south end of 4th Avenue.
Great. We're going to go over there and have some wine, some beer, and some bites with you. But Mark Urban and Anya Linda from Hermanos Craft Beer and Wine Bar, thank you guys so much. And thank you for being imaginative in bringing the two Tucson Wine Club to our listeners. You're going to have some new members before this hour is done.
Thanks for having us, Matt.
Thanks so much. We're going to take another quick commercial break and thank another couple sponsors. And when we come back, Tafau Famuina. Did I say that right?
Tafau
Famuina, the man who has personally curated the beverage program at Proper Downtown. He's going to be talking about what's trending on the cocktail scene. And whenever Tafau is in the house, magnificence just to manifest. You're listening to On the Menu Live on 104.1 KQTH. Don't go anywhere.
Why such a loud slurp, my friend?
Well, I read on a recent article on TucsonFoodie.com, 8 spots for Japanese ramen in Tucson, that is customary.
What? No way.
Way. Not only that, but I found a great Tucson foodie article about some of the best Tucson hotspots for happy hour, a guide to the growing number of restaurants in downtown Tucson, a roundup of killer spots for burgers, and a number of new restaurants to check out. Tucson Foodie also just won a Best Of Award from the Tucson Weekly's 2014 competition.
That's insane.
What? That they won an award?
No, that slurping ramen is customary. I'm going to have to check out Tucson Foodie to see for myself. Where can I find it?
They're all over. Check them out on the web at TucsonFoodie.com, Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, Instagram, and Tumblr. They also have a great weekly email newsletter, which you can sign up for at TucsonFoodie.com. Just look for the bright red logo.
I'm on it.
Great. Now, excuse me. I have a bowl of ramen to finish.
How's it going, Tucson? Jeff Morrow here from the Sandwich King on the Food Network. Thanks for listening to On the Menu Live with my buddy Matt Russell.
In the roof here. You're listening to On the Menu Live on 104.1 KQTH and our live broadcast from Proper, as it should be. 300 East Congress, second Saturdays. People are starting to come down here. The vibe is just off the hook. Adam Berman, Tucson Foodie.
It's like being on a bus that doesn't move. I mean, it's people going
seriously.
By.
That's exactly right. Yeah. But just sit up at the bar, just cast your sights out onto Congress, do some people watching. You're going to see everything down here, but it's great to know that you're going to be taken care of because you're going to be in the loving hands of the man who makes the bar atmosphere what it is. Certainly no stranger to our audience, the bar program manager here at Proper, our friend and yours, Tafau Famuina.
Hey guys, how's it going?
What's going on, brother?
Oh, not much.
You have cocktails.
I do. So, many cocktails.
You know, people come down to proper, and if you're like Adam or myself, that's where we like to begin the proper experience. You know, I mean, we love a great beer. You got some killer beers on tap, wonderful wine program. But we love to start with the cocktails. Now, you have personally curated, I think, one of the most interesting and creative cocktail menus in town. Now, when you're sitting down deciding what kind of cocktail, what style of cocktail is, you know, what does it have to earn that proper respect?
It's more or less me and, it's not just me, it's me and my other bartender, Dustin Farlow. We get together a couple times a year and we talk about what we really want to do and what we want to achieve with the cocktail list. And a lot of it has to do with speed and timing. Nobody likes waiting 5 minutes for a drink, you know?
Seriously.
And uniqueness. So when it comes to uniqueness, we don't really have a full bar with, like, all these liqueurs and mixers and all this stuff. To me and him, we would rather try to make something that reflects something that you would normally buy.
Now, what's the R&D process like when you have a blank canvas and you're thinking about refreshing the menu, or you're thinking about bringing a new cocktail to prime time? I mean, do you guys just get together and say, okay, what have we done? What needs to be done? Is there something that we haven't represented yet? Is there some off the hook crazy ingredient that wouldn't normally go into a cocktail that you say absolutely there's a home for that in a cocktail? How does that process work?
Just a lot of drinking, to be honest with you.
I appreciate your honesty, Tavel.
A lot of testing drinks and going to other places and seeing what they do. And
if you ever need help with that,
process. Now, when's your next R&D session? Because we have two guys here that would very much like to volunteer.
Because
we're here to serve.
In.
You know, it's we're
because you really
want to
test it out on other people. You know,
that's right.
Yeah, definitely. Well, Adam knows. He helped us name a drink, though.
Yeah, he certainly did. Yeah. Okay, now Tavel, you brought over a veritable rainbow of cocktails. The vibrant colors coming off of these cocktails are really hard to put into words. In fact, we're going to be putting some pictures up on Facebook. I think Adam is shooting
I just put some up right now on Tucson Foodie Facebook page.
Tucson Foodie on Facebook. It just took a picture of these great cocktails. Now, what did you bring out for us to try?
So I brought you a few of our more popular drinks. A lot of them, well, two of them are on the cocktail menu, and it kind of shows like the uniqueness of the cocktail menu itself. So right now we have, we call it the Lebowski. So it's our version of a White Russian, but instead of buying Kahlua, I thought that it would be fun to maybe try to make it.
Wait a minute now. Don't just say that and move on. You're making your own Kahlua.
A version of Kahlua. So instead of buying it, I did a flavor test and everything with Kahlua, and I figured out that 1055 Brewing Company's XO Coffee Stout would make a good base.
Which I have just taken down a pint of.
And it's delicious, right?
Just gorgeous. Yeah. So you're using this in your version of the Kahlua.
Yes.
That's inspired. Yeah. Jeez.
Awesome.
Who else is doing that?
Nobody.
Jeez. Okay, now what's protocol, Tavel? Now, I see layers, as all good White Russians have.
Yeah.
I don't want to stick out like a sore thumb. I don't want to begin to sort of, you know, stir the cocktail to blend the ingredients together. Is there a way, is there a Tavel style for enjoying this Lebowski?
Tavel style is as long as you enjoy it however you want.
Isn't he nice? So.
And you know, I know it's, I guess, a minor detail, but those dark cherries are the best.
Is that the Luxardo?
They're awesome. They're Luxardo cherries.
Yeah, those are the best. They really are. I mean,
it's like red cherries go home.
No, those aren't even cherries.
And if you're using them, go home.
Red cherries go home.
The dark, it's all about the dark.
All right,
Luxardos.
I'm going here. I'm going to save you a straw.
Okay, thanks. Yeah, what do you think? What do you think? Matt, just for everybody listening right now, Matt was sipping the drink.
Okay, the Kahlua, right away, the Kahlua, I think, defines that experience because it's not the commercial Kahlua profile.
Yeah.
It's, you can taste the craft in that, and it's got this wonderful mouthfeel. It's this velvety, almost texture. And a cocktail should have good texture. This is a beautiful, rich, rewarding drink.
And now I do have a question for you, Matt.
Yeah.
You do know why he named this the Lebowski, right?
Well, the Big Lebowski.
Yes.
The movie.
Okay.
One of the
best
movies
sure
ever made.
Okay.
I'm not
okay.
that old.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. This is a great cocktail, Tavel.
I'm glad you guys like it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, and this is on the menu?
It's on the menu.
Okay.
Yeah, it's on our
Come on
list.
Down here. Start with the Lebowski, and then where are we going next?
And then we have the Beat Around the Bush. This is one of Dustin's, actually, cocktails that he put together. So this one, he makes his own beet bitters. With beets and rosemary.
His own beet bitters.
Okay, see, there he goes again.
Yeah.
He was just going to keep going. You're making your own beet bitters.
Yeah.
Okay. I love where bitters has come as a story over the last several years.
If you're not making
years,
your own bitters these days.
You're done.
Go,
you're out.
Go,
you're irrelevant.
Go hang out with the maraschino cherries.
The process of bitters is time-consuming and...
Okay, so this is vodka, lemon, sage, a little ginger syrup and some beet, and I'm dripping the beet bitters all over my nose.
That's right.
Okay, so that's what it says. All right. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So right away, great cocktails are all about great balance.
Yeah.
So you've got these wonderful, distinct flavors going on. You can really feel, you know, experience that sage coming in, the ginger, and it's playing beautifully with the sweetness of those beets. Really well done. You don't cut corners here, my gosh.
No, not at all, yeah.
Okay, so we got time for one more cocktail. Look at that, Lebowski.
So well balanced.
That's exactly
it's
right.
Like, it's just like, oh, man, those are dangerous. It's yeah, I mean, just, because they're not, it, you can tell that it's got a great amount of everything in there, but you're not getting that heat up from the liquor, but you can tell there's liquor in that.
Yeah.
Thing.
Matter of fact, we're going to actually do here in a couple of seconds, we're going to have to go to a hard news break. So let's save this cocktail for the next segment, because when we come back from our news break, the Honorable Chef Chris Brolik is going to be joining us. We're going to be talking about springtime cuisine. We're going to be talking about sustainability. We're going to be talking about all those great things that really help define proper as a concept. And something says that there's probably going to be room to experience this cocktail in that conversation. So, Tavel, can you hang out with us for just a little bit longer?
Of course.
Yeah, I know you got a lot of people wondering where the heck you are, but anyway, quick commercial break. We're back on the other side on the menu live on 104.1 KQTH. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Hey there, fellow foodies. Matt Russell here, and I say that nothing makes a culinary and cocktail experience more legendary than a premium cigar. And Jerry's Cigars has everything for the Tucson cigar enthusiast. With more than 70,000 cigars in stock, Jerry's has a cigar for every taste and size, including rare and hard-to-find cigars, alongside an impressive showcase of lighters and cutters, humidors, and other accessories. Swing by Jerry's for some sticks to go, or fire one up in the climate-controlled comfort of Jerry's Cigar Lounge. Jerry's Cigars, the official tobacconist of On the Menu Live. Come see him today at 4433 North 1st Avenue, just north of Wetmore Road, or give them a call at 887-7778. That's 887-7778.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. You are listening to Matt Russell, and I am broadcasting live from proper as it should be, 300 East Congress, in the heart and the soul and the spirit and the magnificence of downtown Tucson.
There is not a better location downtown.
No, I mean, seriously, this is where all the action is. We've got celebrities in surround sound. Of course, that was the voice of Adam Lehrman from Tucson Foodie, our celebrity co-host. But anyway, we are back here with Tafao Famuina, the man who is now, he says that it takes a village, and he says there's a lot of people that work very hard to bring some of the great cocktail wines and beers to you, but he sort of is the anchor to the experience. So thank you so much, Tafao, for joining us.
Oh, my pleasure.
We tried a couple of cocktails before the news break. You got one more that you wanted to have us take a test drive on. What we got going on here?
Yeah, well, this one isn't on the menu. This is something special. The owners of Three Wells, who are really good friends of mine, dropped off
Three Wells Distilling.
Three Wells Distilling.
Matt Montgomery.
Yeah,
great.
They dropped off a bottle of their the copper prickly pear spirit.
Yeah,
and they wanted me to play with it, and it's such a unique flavor. It's challenging.
Okay,
and
so copper different. Is the copper one of a lineup? I can't remember. They have a few different prickly pears.
The silver.
They have the silver and the copper.
And the copper.
So
okay,
yeah.
But they're both prickly pears.
Both prickly pears.
Okay. One's aged, I think, on oak, right?
I think so.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so distilling spirit from prickly pear fruit.
Yes.
I mean, you know, it's in abundance, so why not?
Definitely.
We live in the Sonoran Desert, for crying out loud. So you took this idea of a prickly pear spirit, and where did that take you in terms of fascinating or imagining a cocktail?
Well, flavor-wise, it's a unique spirit onto its own. So playing with it and making sure that you can still taste the flavor of it is big for me. Like, if I drink a drink, I want to taste the booze that's in the drink, you know?
That's a big drink.
Yeah. So
what's in there?
So with this one, I use the copper from them. I also use the 1055 Kahlua.
Yeah, yeah.
And then Yellow Brick's cold brew coffee.
That is an extraordinary cocktail.
And look what it's topped with.
With a Luxardo cherry.
A Luxardo cherry.
Did you say red cherries go home? Is that what you said before?
Yeah.
Try that cocktail,
Adam. You keep talking
about it. So it's not on the menu, which means it doesn't have a name.
It doesn't have a name.
So
yet.
What?
No.
What a great thing we should do. We should actually name that cocktail.
Yeah.
And I know you want to name it after me. I know that's where you're going, Tefal.
I figure we let Adam.
Oh, these things take time, though. Yeah. I can't do this fast.
I figure we let Adam name the last one.
Yeah. I'm going to name this cocktail. Yeah. All right. But anyway, Tefal Famuina, our hats are off to you and your program here. Come down to proper. Get to know Tefal. Have a beer. Have a cocktail. You know, there's a lot of shaking and stirring going on, and the guy at the anchor of the shaking and the stirring. Now, do you ever go home? You're always home.
Oh, rarely. Me and Chris are here all the time.
Thank you so much for hanging out with us. Now get back to work because there's some people there that want drinks.
I will. Thank you.
Tefal Famuina, thank you so much.
No problem.
Thanks,
Tefal. Okay, so we've been libated with love, Adam.
It's very desert.
Isn't that? Yeah, it's a sense of place.
Yes.
You really feel like you're in the Sonoran Desert with that cocktail.
Yep.
That is delicious.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, speaking of delicious, what a great segue. Our next guest, deliciousness abounds whenever Chef Chris Vrolik is in the house, and we are so grateful to him and his team, frankly, at the back of the house for sharing so much of his time with us on this show to help us understand what As It Should Be means at the center of the plate, and welcoming him back On the Menu Live, Chef Chris Vrolik. Chris, how are you?
Wonderful. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great. I mean, look, we've got these great cocktails.
Yeah,
the windows are open. The vibe and the energy of downtown is alive. Things are just, this is just, we're in the right place at the right time.
Yeah, it's about to kick off. Second Saturday always brings in a great crowd. And then as soon as the lights go down on town, it's just on everywhere you go. So everywhere you walk downtown, especially around 5th and Congress area, right across from the Hotel Congress, it's just live everywhere. Everybody's loving to be down here, and it's kind of a great big party.
And you're going to be busy tonight, man.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys, this will be a busy night.
Yeah,
Second
yeah.
Saturday is
it's cranking, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, but, you know, before, I want to kind of get inside your head for a little bit, and I want you to help us understand, what spring looks like. I mean, you know, because there's oftentimes restaurants, as you know, will, you know, sort of tweak or adjust or revise their menus to play well with the particular seasons. And I'm fascinated by what it is that you want to help celebrate from a flavor palette on spring. But let's get to know you a little bit more. So, you know, I remember when I interviewed you for an article I wrote in Inside Tucson Business, that you actually grew up in the backwoods of Kentucky.
Yeah, northern Kentucky.
Now, is that where the whole food fascination started?
A little bit, yeah. My dad was always cooking. I grew up on a farm, and he was always making something go down there. He was a big fan of tomatoes. He was always out in the garden going after squash and stuff like that. So I learned a lot from him just kind of growing up like that. And then after that, I just took it to as many restaurants as I could.
Going after squash.
Yeah,
they didn't stand a chance when the old man was going in for the squash.
No, he would go through the garden with salt in his front pocket for tomatoes every time. Like, he would be seasoning out there, and he would be tasting stuff, and he'd be like, here, try this.
I love that, man. Oh, yeah. I absolutely love it.
And Chris is the real deal. I've seen him with a pig sitting on that thing and, you know, cutting pig ears off of it. I mean, did you spend a month in China studying food?
Yeah, I just went to Southeast Asia for 2 months.
Oh, you're not kidding, Adam Lerman.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Myanmar, Thailand, Cambodia, Laos, Vietnam, and just kind of studied around. By study, I mean ate my brains out until I couldn't eat anymore. And, luckily didn't catch too many illnesses or anything like that. Got to Vietnam, and it was just like the food scene was exploding there. Everything, instead of being très chic as farm to table, it was très necessary, you know, like everything that they had. They would go to the market twice a day. They would kill, you know, the animals twice a day. They'd be, you know, just doing all their butchery right in front of you. So
wow.
It was a great experience, and it was really valuable. I'm glad to have it.
Now, you say farm to table, and, you know, if people know Chef Chris Vrolik, they know that, you know, he is a regular fixture at our great farmers markets here, and, you know, Mini Shah, all of our very good friend from Heirloom Farmer
Market. One of his favorite chefs right here.
Yeah, exactly. He says it's always so much fun to watch Chef Chris Vrolik at the farmers market because he got his backpack cooler. He gets his XO coffee, and he just begins to look around. And when he sees something that he knows he wants, he goes after it, almost like the old man did with the squash.
Yeah, you got to buy it all. I mean, when you're going up to a farmer's market like that and you see something that's really quality, it's great to just be able to go up to someone that wants to sell all of their product and be able to just pull it over, you know, like the chips in the middle of the table. Just scratch it back towards yourself and double down after that and just keep going to every other little booth.
It's a little strategy there.
Yeah.
So I hear that you are going to be launching a new menu pretty soon.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, tell us about some of the more exciting dishes you have. I'm sure they're all exciting, but what's inspiring you the most these days?
A lot of Vietnamese like flavors and stuff like that. Something that we can veil to where we don't become a Vietnamese restaurant. I'm not going to put pho on the menu, but obviously we make all our pasta in-house, so if we did do noodles, those noodles would be going into that dish, you know, that we made in-house.
Yeah.
And did you notice that he didn't say pho? I love this. Yeah. It's not pho, it's pho. Yeah.
It's actually...
He's the real deal!
Pho. Yeah, I last. It's
the Pho Famina?
About that. Found them out. Well, I mean,
when's the new menu rolling out?
April. We'll say end of April, right before the next farm dinner or the next beer versus.
And this
wine
is
dinner.
A menu anchored by the spirit of spring, right? Is
yeah,
that
man.
What this is all about?
Yeah,
what does spring look like at the center of the plate?
A lot of bright flavors, a lot of fresh ingredients, and a lot of simple preparations. That's what we do. We're not that typical like soignier restaurant. We're not trying to reinform the table for people that only want to pay $55 for a dish. We're trying to put quality food on the table for people that really just want to eat quality food, and that's the basics. We're not going to try to build a battleship out of your menu item. We just want to put out great pasta, great steaks, great burgers, and do it consistently day in and day out.
And they do.
Now, when you say as it should be, and any visitor to the website, any visitor to your Facebook page, by the way, your social media program is on fire.
Tucson Foodie.
I'll tell you what, as it should be, is echoing. It's this experience that you get, like I said, in surround sound. What does that mean? I mean, when you say proper, as it should be, what is that? What are you going after on that?
When the owner, Paul Moyer...
and he's listening, by the way.
Good,
can we just
good.
Say hi to Paul?
Hey,
he's
Paul.
Up at Flagstaff.
Hey,
somewhere.
Paul.
Yeah,
Paul,
I'm
we love Paul,
this.
Right?
Yeah.
He's a hero.
Yeah, he's great. And when he was in conversation about what to name proper, he was talking to a guy named John Sutcliffe out of Colorado, who's a winemaker. And the guy was just like, where can I get a proper meal? And Paul said, you know what? This is where you can get a proper meal. This is where it should be done just this way with no frills or anything like that. It's just going to be great food prepared simply, made with the best ingredients.
And just so people understand what the real deal Chris is, there's a dish on the menu right now called the Top Knot Chicken Breast. And he's wearing – Top Knot's a local farm, and Chris is wearing a Top Knot shirt right now.
Oh, Luke's going to love to hear that.
That's how
okay,
much
– let's make sure we get a picture of that, too.
Yeah.
Because,
yeah.
Okay, when we say authenticity, this is Exhibit A, Adam Lerman.
Yeah, there it is.
And by the way, there's a gorgeous photograph of that dish on your Facebook page.
Yeah.
Taken a few days ago.
That – oh, man.
Okay, now
here we go.
Something this just happened.
It's gangster, man.
Oh,
okay.
This is okay. So this
okay.
Is.
I'm going to ask Adam Lerman to take pictures because I can't shoot and talk at the same time.
No, talk and I'll shoot.
Okay.
Look on Tucson Foodie.
So yes, in other words, the food just arrived. Go to Tucson Foodie on Facebook. You're going to see what just happened here. It darn near rendered me speechless. But this is really, as we said, as it should be. Using the let the native ingredients rise. Let
exactly.
them sing. Don't overthink. Don't overdo. Don't overfuss. Don't overmuss. Just really celebrate the native style and spirit of the dish.
Yeah.
And that really is brought together. Now how large is your kitchen team back there? Let's give props to your team back there.
Nine people.
You've
strong.
Got 9 people.
Oh, they've been wanting to do a shout out so bad.
Okay. Yeah. So all right, alphabetically, what are their names? I'm just kidding. Don't sweat.
Well, what do we have here? So I'm going to post a picture of this.
This is a banh mi. When I was in Vietnam, a lot of the things that I woke up and ate immediately were banh mi. Immediately walking out the door, there are 1,000 different options. This is a kind of a take on it from the Southern Arizona angle, not because we adulterated it with hot chilies or anything like that, but what we did is we take Southwind Farms greens, we take Bob McLennan's heirloom carrots, we take Mangalitsa pork for me and our pork.
That pork is ridiculous, by the way.
It's ridiculous. And then we crisp it up and throw it into a nice, cheap-made baguette. What we've been doing is baking our bread with vitamin C back there, which creates kind of a cottony inside to it.
What?
Which
it, wait a minute it, now.
It's crazy.
You're baking your bread with vitamin C?
Yeah, it's a culture for the dough. So the dough rises up, and that's not the important part for the banh mi. The important part is that when you're out on the street, it doesn't get all over your hands. So it creates this sarcophagus of taste that you can just smash into it everywhere you walk around. They just hand it to you in a newspaper, and there you go.
And this is going on the menu?
I'm definitely gonna get it to the next menu, either lunch or dinner or just happy hour.
I'm writing down sarcophagus of taste, by the way.
It's
that
the
could
shit.
Be the first time the word sarcophagus. It's okay.
Sorry.
It could be. I own the show. You can say whatever you want, but within reason. But anyway, that's the first time that word has ever been used, sarcophagus, on this show. So this is not yet on the menu, but you're thinking about there could be a role.
Yeah.
Now, you mentioned lunch. So this is you're full service here, lunch, happy hour, dinner?
Yeah, every
Talk
day
about your
week.
Hours of operation.
Oh, man. We open up Monday through Friday at 11 a.m., and then we don't close the doors until 10 p.m., and then Friday and Saturday we stay open until midnight. So all of those days we're doing happy hour as well. Saturday, Sunday, we do a brunch from 9 a.m. to about 1 p.m., and then we switch right into lunch during that, and we go from brunch to lunch into dinner after happy hour.
Now, you're not serving a full menu until midnight on Friday and Saturday, though. No. You're going to rein that in a little bit. Yeah. Kind of like a happy hour menu then you got going on?
Yeah, we got
like
a
reverse happy hour kind of thing?
Yeah, we do the happy hour 3 to 6 daily. On the weekends, we don't do the reverse anymore, but we have a really big happy hour menu that has a lot of fresh stuff. A lot of things like for vegetarians and things like that, like good salads and stuff. And then we've also got, you know, tacos, which is a big seller here. A lot of people go after that. And getting all our tortillas from Anita Street. We've got really good meats coming in from as many different places as I can find them locally.
Relationships with local farms, local purveyors. And when you say you have a relationship with these guys, it's not just like you're not just doing business with them. You know the people behind the product.
Yeah, Luke Mutert, the guy that started Top Knot Farms, we had beers at the Red Garter before we ever bought any of his product, and all of a sudden we're in his backyard looking over quail, and I'm like, we need to do this, man.
I
like,
love
we need
that.
To get this going.
And you're consistently going to be getting the mangalitsa pork?
Yeah, I've started to talk to Rod about it. As much as he can supply is what I'll get, and if we don't have it, then the menu item's just
Do you
not
know
there.
The story about the mangalitsa pork?
I don't know the story.
Okay, well, real as fast as I possibly can say it, it's a very rare breed of pork that was almost extinct until somebody noticed it was going extinct. And
it's
Hungarian,
right?
Yeah, it's Hungarian, yeah. And they're a very hairy pig. Some of the most, it's like the Kobe beef of pork.
Oh, I gotcha.
And so there's a local guy raising mangalitsa pork, and out of everybody in town, this is the place where you'll be able to get it at some point.
Okay.
We're the only people
very,
using
very exciting.
Pork belly right now.
So before we dive into your majesty, chef, yep. If I may, now when you do your seasonal adjustments to the menu, something tells me that there's a couple of items that will never go off the menu. Now, is there one or two items that you know that if you ever take off the menu, you know, there will be a revolt on East Congress Street?
The wings.
The prop wings.
Immediately, the
so
wings.
So why is
yeah.
that? Why are the now the wings have earned?
They're
like
slamming.
This.
They're so good.
They're slamming.
And you do a kind of like a vegan version of that, don't you? Four yeah. people, you will do a, right?
Yeah, we do a. It's a vegetarian.
The cauliflower.
Yeah, it's a vegetarian version with the cauliflower wings. We bread them up the same. We use the same sauce. Once we put that sauce on there, though, it's got a little bit of fish sauce in it, so it doesn't technically qualify. But pescatarian, it's easy sale. And we're able to, you know, omit the sauce and stuff like that and really work with people's dietary restrictions. So.
Really really good bonus for people that are vegetarian. Vegan, maybe not so much, but at least the vegetarians.
I want to remind all of our listeners that here coming up shortly, we're going to be doing a trivia question.
Yes.
We're going to send you to our email address. First person to send us an email with the right answer is going to get a proper gift card. So we got a couple of minutes to think about what a fun question would be. It can be whatever you want it to be, Chef. But let's eat.
Yeah.
You know, Chef has brought his arts.
And fair notice.
And we're going to eat.
Picture of these banh mi's are up on Tucson Foodie Facebook page.
Tucson Foodie Facebook page. Check them out. They are untouched. Went through the photo.
And
now
there's
we're
five of them.
In. Now, these are all the same?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Now, my sleeves are already rolled up, Adam Lerner. Come prepared.
It looks like we get more than a bite out of this.
Okay.
Thing.
Speak for yourself.
Yeah. All right. You've
Tell
never
me if your hand
me.
Gets wet.
Take
that's the thing.
Okay. Because
the bread's got to cover.
That's exactly. The vitamin C is doing its job.
The vitamin
okay.
C.
The first thing, you know, with all sandwiches, but with the banh mi particularly, the bread to me is really, that's the beginning of the experience. So there's, as I'm holding it and feeling it and sort of giving a little bit of a press here, there's a buoyancy to it. So
yeah.
It pops back, so you can squeeze it, comes right back into shape, which is that the vitamin C?
It should be something to where you can just grab it
just
like
grab
that
it.
And hold it and walk down the street with a sandwich in your hand without getting stuff
okay.
all over you.
Well, so far, so good. All right, I'm going to take a bite. Adam, you've got to talk because I can't eat and talk at the same time.
Well, it's interesting, the story of banh mi. You know, do you know how it came to be that banh mi's, you know, think about baguette is not a Vietnamese thing. We had to do it when the French were
colonized the Vietnamese mm-hmm. there, yeah.
And they had all these baguettes. And they said, well, what can we do with all this bread? And this is what they did.
Yeah, it's amazing. When you're over there, you see pâté being stuffed in there. And this one alone has pâté in it as well, just because I love the banh mi pâté. And I love the banh mi thịt nguong, which is like grilled pork. So it's a mixture of banh mi pâté and a mixture of grilled pork in there. But a nice crispy crust on the outside. That's the skin from the mangalitsa in there.
And you're baking the bread in-house.
Yeah, man.
Let me tell you what is really sarcasticus about this. No, I'm kidding. Let me tell you why this is as it should be. Because I'm getting a range of flavor. I'm getting a range of texture. I'm getting a range of temperature. I'm getting all this wonderful variety all coming together. And there's the color This is a gorgeous sandwich. It's beautiful. It's vibrant. And just the textures and the flavors are all coming together beautifully.
It's just as balanced as the drinks.
Just as balanced as the drinks. Oh, I'll drink to that. Okay, the time has come, Chef, to see if one of our listeners wants to have a shot at getting a proper gift card. Again, we're going to be doing a trivia question right now, and the first person to send us an email with the right answer is going to get a proper gift card. Chef, what's a fun question to ask our listeners?
It's a difficult one, but let's see. What winery is exclusive to proper in Arizona? What Southern Arizona winery is exclusive and sold only at proper?
That's crazy. There's a Southern Arizona winery. All right, so right there, that leaves out the Northern Arizona wine country.
Exactly.
So that's a nice little hint.
A little hint, yeah.
All right, there's a winery in Southern Arizona that has an exclusive relationship with proper. So you're the only restaurant that has their wine.
Exactly, yeah.
We want to know what that winery is.
Yeah.
If you think you know the answer to the question, send us a note now on themenulive@gmail.com. Again, on themenulive@gmail.com for a chance to win a proper gift card. Quickly.
Are they Wilcox or Sonoyta Elgin?
Ooh, Sonoyta.
All right, boy. We're down to one wine country. They're in Sonoyta Elgin.
That's
what
right.
Winery has an exclusive relationship with proper? If you think you know, onthemenulive@gmail.com. You're listening to On The Menu Live on 104.1 KQTH. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
The Tucson Originals Restaurants is a dynamic group of independently owned, fine dining, casual, and neighborhood restaurants. Since 1999, Tucson Originals Restaurants have been working together to preserve and promote the unique culinary spirit of Tucson. This alliance has helped many of Tucson's signature restaurants thrive and become icons in the Tucson dining scene. Tucson Originals provides support to member restaurants to ensure locally owned restaurants continue to offer wonderful and diverse dining experiences right here in Tucson. Tucson Originals connects Tucsonans with the local food community in interesting and interactive ways, including fundraising for local charities and food demonstrations at local events. Check out their website at TucsonOriginals.com for the latest in local dining action and amazing dining deals throughout the year. And follow them on Facebook and Twitter at Tucson Originals. Whether you're a local restaurant owner or just love good food, check out Tucson Originals restaurants and be a part of something delicious.
If you didn't know that Acacia has one of the best happy hours in the West, you've been missing out on a great experience. Our bar menu features a wide selection of shareable small plates, creative cocktails, extensive beer and wine, as well as daily specials every night of the week. Kick back, unwind, and join us at Acacia, where great food at great value is always on tap. Acacia, real food and cocktails. Visit us online at acaciatucson.com.
And welcome back to On The Menu Live. It's Matt Russell and Adam Lehrman with the beauty of the banh mi at Proper.
Man. Are we in good shape or what?
Having a great time. Again, 300 East Congress. We're having a wonderful time. The question on the table, and I can't check email and do all that sort of Gmail stuff as we're talking. So, you know what? If you've guessed and you got the right answer, great. If you want to give us a call, 751-1041, give us a call here, 751-1041. I know a lot of you are a little nervous about making a phone call. Come on live radio. But if you want to guess the answer to the question, what is the one Southern Arizona winery that has an exclusive relationship with proper? In other words, there's only one restaurant in the universe where you can get this wine and you can get it at proper. What's the winery? 751-1041.
We know that it's a Sonoyta Elgin winery.
And we know that it's in Sonoyta and Elgin, so that really winnows it down. Or if you want to send us an email, onthemenulive@gmail.com. First person in will get a gift card to experience proper for themselves. So what else we got going on here? I mean, you've got a new menu coming out. As you get into the spring, you got any events coming up that you want to talk about?
Yeah, we've been doing a beer versus wine series. We do it quarterly, and right now we're the next one's going to be May 23rd between Carlson Creek and between Pueblo Vita. Mm. So two really good local
beer versus wine.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. So what's the criteria on that? I mean, how?
Essentially, it's a three course for $40. You get paired in with a beer and a wine for each course. So grab a taxi at the end. But
that's right.
Uber.
What they do is they pair to the course as opposed to me pairing to them. And then what they'll do at the very end of each course is they'll take a vote. So once they have that vote, we just register that in through the end, and then we raise the hand at the end.
Tons
to
of fun.
Declare the winner. Yeah.
And what's the date again on the next one?
May 23rd.
May 23rd. Information will probably be on your Facebook page.
Yeah, man.
Beer versus wine. Now, let me ask you, Chef. Now, we talked with Tafao about the world of imagination when it comes to cocktails. You a beer guy, wine guy, cocktail guy? Yes to all the above?
Man, I am all of the above.
Right on. Yeah, what are some of your favorites around town? I mean, let's start with our local craft brewers. I mean, the craft beer community in southern Arizona is just spectacular.
Easy and quick, call us Pueblo Vida.
Right
then
on.
You go to 1055, Dragoon. All those guys that we're working with right now are incredible. Barrio is doing great stuff. I mean, I think overall, 1055 guys are out and about and just having a good time all the time, so it's great to be around them.
Yeah.
They got some great expansion plans going on right
JP
now.
JP and Chris have got
they're talking about coming downtown.
Looking to join the downtown scene. Yeah, absolutely. Now, are you a whiskey guy, Chef?
Oh, heck yeah. I'm from Kentucky.
Stupid
it's in his blood.
Bourbon, yeah.
Right. So what are some of the bourbons that you're liking these days?
Oh, man, Eagle Rare. We carry Eagle Rare constantly, and if you look up right even here, he's just got an incredible list of great bourbons and scotches right now, and he's selling them just above cost because we can. And
that's as it should be.
And that should be repeated. Did you just hear that?
Yes.
Whiskey's at just above cost.
Yes.
Just above cost.
That's why they're all flooding in here right now.
We want that industry crowd. We want the people that know what good things are, and we want them in here every night. So we want that industry crowd.
Eagle Rare.
And we don't want to burn them for a bunch of money. You don't want to burn the locals. So.
Now what about rye? You getting into the rye thing at all these days?
Yeah, I'm down with a few ryes.
So I just picked up a bottle of Whistle Pig, which I guess is just almost unavailable in Arizona. You got to know someone who knows someone who knows someone. And I do, so I procured a bottle of the 10-year 100% rye out of Vermont.
And?
Gorgeous. Gorgeous. So, it doesn't have the sweetness because there's no corn. It's all 100% rye, a little bit spicier than a bourbon. But on the whiskey spectrum, I'm all bourbon, I'm all rye. So you and I got to do some drinking whiskey together.
Oh, we can do that, yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
so now I actually like to drink with my headphones on.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just sort of weird.
Preference. A cigar in your hand.
I take exactly right. I was actually at the Hacienda del Sol cigar dinner last night.
I hear.
Four courses, a cigar with every course. Can you imagine?
Oh.
Now, with a salad course, we're going to give you the Ashton, it was the cabinet. It was so cool. Out on the patio, beautiful sunset. The guy from Ashton was here, Mike Wattman.
Were there women there?
There was women there smoking
cigars.
Wow. Oh, that's so great.
Yeah, and we understand. That. And, of course, Jerry Cigars, our official tobacconist, they partnered with Hacienda del Sol. And I understand because it was so successful last night, or so I was told, they're going to be doing more of these. Now, different cigar dinners. You hear about bourbon dinners, wine dinners, beer dinners, tequila dinners. A cigar dinner, don't knock it until you try it. Now, Chef, you a cigar guy every now and then?
I can do whatever, yeah, of course.
Well, it makes me think now we should be like, we should do an e-cig pairing.
Can I please have exclusivity on that one? That
would
be hilarious.
Right. Hey, so what juice do you like with the pate?
What vape pairs better with that chicken?
Now, Chef, let me ask you this. Now, Tafao said from time to time he gets to go home.
Yeah.
I'm sure that's not the case with you. You live here.
Yeah. Well, he was gone
right.
for two
now, remember,
months now.
Paul's listening. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, now you'll never leave here.
Yeah.
Now, when you go home, and let's just say that you got to clean out everything in the refrigerator. Everything comes out of the Vrolik family refrigerator, but there's room for one item, one ingredient, one dish, one whatever. If you are limited to one thing in the Vrolik fridge, what is it?
Samples of dry-aged beef from Prairie Harvest is really good.
Oh, my gosh.
If you can sample from people and then take it home and then play with it. And then, oh, man. Fish sauce, too. Got to have that. Good umami
fish
flavors.
Sauce. Fish sauce.
Yeah, man, I'm telling you. It's the perfect, condiment. It balances out everything. Once you get into really savory flavors, it highlights every part of it. So.
Wow.
Red Boat fish sauce, too.
And what kind of fish sauce?
Red Boat.
Red Boat.
There
Red
it is.
Boat. Yeah, bourbon barrel.
Where can you get
Boat.
That locally?
Lily's.
Okay.
Right on. Chef Chris Vrolik, the hour goes by so fast when you're having fun. Thank you so
awesome.
Much for hanging out with us. Adam Lehrman from Tucson Foodie, TucsonFoodie.com, and ProperTucson.com. Check them out. Get to know the menu. Come on in. The party is really just getting started, so come on down here and join us. Let me also thank all of our wonderful sponsors, Acacia Real Food and Cocktails, Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics, Jerry Cigars, our newest sponsor, Tino's Pizza, Tucson Foodie, of course, Tucson Originals, and Russell Public Communications. Anyway, guys, let's have a drink. Let's finish these banh mi's, let's celebrate Saturday.
Yeah, buddy.
If you missed any part of the show whatsoever, the entire show is going to be posted to our website, onthemenulive.com, early next week. In the meantime, it's Matt Russell and Adam Lehrman reminding you, if it's Saturday at 5, it's on the menu live. Cheers, fellow foodies. Have a great weekend. We will see you at Proper.
Tucson's News.
At the top and bottom of the hour.
And talk.
Stay connected and up to date anytime, anywhere with our smartphone app.
1041 KQTH.
KQTH HD, Tucson.